You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 165. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, I don't know if we're going to talk about anything except
Tribbles. How are we doing this? Well, a number of internet-related tournaments played and beginning, I guess. You are in the treaty tournament, are you not?
I am. Did you make it in?
I did. I slid into the last spot. I guess there were four tournaments of four each. They're designed to be, I guess, pods of four, where it'd be round robin. And they sort of subtitled them as time zones, sort of, you know, so that people could try to get in the same time zone.
Sure.
I actually knew none of this until you emailed yesterday. But I guess somebody else took that last spot in the Pacific time zone before I even saw it, and I was thinking about it today, so I was like, I wonder if there's a spot left in one of the other. So I'm playing in the Midwest time zone, Central.
Oh, that's not bad.
So that's not horrible. It could be worse. Could be an hour worse or more.
I made it into the West Coast, and when I sent that to you, that there was one more spot open. I think Matt Kirk jumped in at the last minute. So there are four of us. I don't know if I'm just going to make the deck and go play Matt somewhere.
Then you have to make a physical deck and a lackey deck.
This is going to be a deck that, since you're right, it's a treaty deck, so it's something that I don't know if it's something that I'm ever actually going to play.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the treaty that you have public information? I guess I shouldn't share that yet.
It's not. I mean, it's certainly up to you. I'm not going to play you, but our listeners may also be players in our respective tournaments.
That is certainly a true statement.
I did think it was interesting. The more I thought about it, I had to PM our tournament director. Because I was just curious. I didn't see any special rules associated with it other than the fact that treaties are not cannot be nullified for the tournament. But I was like, man, you have to... It's just sort of... the random luck factor is pretty strong because some treaties seed.
Yeah.
Some treaties don't. So you're down. So if you want to start with your treaty, you're stuck with two seed cards, which I always thought open diplomatic relations should have let you cede the treaty for free instead of taking up two seed cards. I still think that should be changed. But then some download. There are people who download them and others don't. It's just like and certain of those affiliations have... I was looking, you know, because they based it all, I guess, the requirements on the achievement.
Yeah.
Specifications.
I have to say, I am not disappointed with the treaty that I got. I think it's going to be fun.
Without giving too much away, I got mine and I was like, oh, really? And then I was like, oh, well, I don't have that achievement, so sure, why not?
Okay, sure.
So it should be interesting. And I actually got a PM just a few minutes ago from RTD saying, is anybody interested in playing non-OTF? Because there's been some interest in that, so we're kind of asking around, even though it was posted as OTF. And I've got Ben Hosp and the Ninja Scott, Michael Van Buren.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, no. you can make it non-OTF, but I won't be playing in it. I'll be over here. I'm kind of hoping that stays the same. They did say since it was long advertised as OTF that they wouldn't change it unless everybody was okay with it. So
Yeah, it'll be interesting. What we have the rest of the week to make our decks, and then it's pretty much there's only four people in a pod, so play your other three guys whenever over the next 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly. Which is a nice. I like that as a format idea for the holidays because it's really, you know, your free time, such as it is, can be really bunched up, and then you know you could go a long time with not having any, you know, visiting people for holidays or traveling or whatnot. So you know, you play when you can. I think that's a really cool idea for a four-person tournament.
Yeah, I mean, the downside is it's limited to four people, but you know,
sure.
The plus side is it's play whenever you can. You know, if you can get three games in 1 week, that's awesome.
I would say I am curious. I mean, they didn't announce it, but I thought that there being four tournaments of four people, that there would be like a championship tournament. Like with the winners of each of those.
I believe that they said that is true.
Oh, okay.
The winner will play in a four-person tournament.
I think we should have four tiers of second-round tournaments. That would be awesome. Second place players and all the third-place players. And then all the losers, which is going to be me.
Yeah.
Looking at the competition.
I will be playing you in that second round. No, I'm actually pretty happy because the treaty that I got is something that I would have considered playing anyway if I had to pick one. Sure.
Yeah, I have one that has a very strong deck archetype existing, but also some, you know, let's say within the last year, that's just going to go away. It has some strong TNG possibilities as well. So,
okay, yeah,
I'm kind of torn which way to go. But I have a week to decide. I was sitting here going, if I hurry up and build my deck tonight, I'm free tomorrow because we don't have softball. Maybe we could get a game in then. I was like, wait, okay, slow down.
Yeah. Well, that should be fun. But we actually played, both of us, you and I, played in a triples tournament on Sunday, kind of a random WTC, WTF, just jump in and play. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was surprised how many people we got. Like, was it 11 or 9?
It was 9 at launch, and then we got a 10th person who unfortunately showed up just after you guys started, so he should have been in your pod, but he ended up, Ken showed up a little bit late, so he joined in our pod. So we had 6 in our pod, and you had 4 in yours. Which, as soon as we got started, originally it was, okay, we got a pod of 5 and a pod of 4. We're going to take the top 2 teams from each table, and then, or the top 2 scores from each table, and then the highest overall extra will be the 5th person in the championship table.
Right.
And then when the 6th person showed up for our pod, James said, you know what, we're going to take the top 3 from the big pod and the top 2 from the little pod. Which, you know, sure, that's the way you want to do it, fine. Unfortunately, your pod started and you guys all played, and then after the pod was over, your third place person would have been scoring enough to get into the final pod, except that the rules changed while he was gone. So, sorry, Matt.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah, because you IM'd, I guess, our Skype call, and we're like, have you guys started? And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, we had gone around once, and like and a half.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was why you were asking, and then I was like, well, maybe you had already started, and that's why you were seeing if you could join our game, he could join our game, because maybe if we hadn't. So I was like, no, we've started too. I didn't realize you guys hadn't started yet, or...
Yeah, well, like, what are you going
to
do?
But
I ended up winning my table, and you won your table, and then I did very poorly in the second table, and you continued to do well.
Oh, man. Our first table was 3 tally discard players.
Oh, wow.
And I
went out really quick in my R2 round. We had not managed my score at all. I don't think I cleared 500,000.
Yeah, we were the exact opposite. We didn't even finish. We got through... halfway through round 4 because there was so much toxin, you know, stop, okay, how many, I don't know, I kind of want to, I know it's not really supposed to be public knowledge, I know, and it'd be to your advantage and disadvantage, but I was like, I really want to just start dropping counters on my play pile so I know how many freaking discards are in here so I don't have to dig through them every time I get toxined. It's like, oh yeah, six. I'm going to roll six. It's not like whether I have five or six is going to matter whether you're going to play a toxin or not. You're going to play a toxin if you know there's a discard anywhere. But it would certainly make it easier for me to know how many I'm going to roll off. But yeah, actually, there wasn't... Two of us were discard tally players. One of us was just a discard player, and he was earning the ire of me and Chris Sonsby, because he was giving up 100,000s, and we're like, "Hey, you're like, we want the points. We're supposed to be splitting the points here." Yeah, it was entertaining, even though it took a while.
Yeah, your first game went a little long. Ours was over pretty quick, but I have decided that I like playing Tribbles online. It is almost as good as being across table from someone, just because it's quick. You don't have to deal with shuffling. You don't have to worry about getting a demerit for recycling the cards.
Yeah, it's a lot faster. There were some interesting things that, like, I don't think I have done. I haven't played Tribbles online since these started, which I guess is been a while, but like utilizing somebody. You know, we did it two different ways at our two different tables, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I like the idea of just since you can make your own pile not visible, just drop one out. But on the other hand, since your opponent can't see your hand anyway, they can just grab one and drag it to the table.
Yeah, we did it that way the first game, and I liked it. I guess I liked it more because you didn't have to. It was a little bit less work.
Yeah, it just
like
seems
hey,
faster.
You're utilizing me. You do the work. but then you know, like James, when in our second game, he kept having okay, I have to hide my hand, I have to shuffle it, and then pick one, and then you know, before it even became his turn again, you know, somebody else utilized him, and so it was like a rehide my hand. It's like I just hid my hand and sorted my cards, and you know. If you just go to my hand and pick a card, you can't see my hand, so it's probably faster that way.
All right, I've just noticed that the chat room has found the live stream, so what's up, guys?
Yeah, I thought you'd like that, Joel.
We are attempting to record this via video over Google Hangout, so we record 8:30 on Monday nights, so if you are in the chat room, then you may pester us with questions.
Yep.
Anyway, did we receive any intel from any of our agents for anything this week?
I don't think so. To be fair, I failed to actually check in with our agents. they did not deliver anything, but nor did I ask for it. So that's all. How tall are we? That's Dan's tall. You're standing up, not like you're tall enough. So here's since you asked, Dan was like 5'1" until he was, you know, 27, or maybe more like 17. Were you even 5'1"? Did you break?
No,
you were like five, barely five something. Well, you know, 5-0 into high school, and then we left for summer break. You got a couple inches the first couple of years, but you know, 5'2", 5'3". And then we left for summer break junior year and came back senior year, and apparently you had spent the summer on the rack.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How does this even pertain to the subject at hand here?
Joel, somebody in the chat room, you said the people in the chat room could ask questions of us, and somebody asked how tall we are.
Yes.
And I said, that's a boring question, but let me make it a little less boring.
All right.
A little.
I see Joel received his Section 31 prize. Congratulations on that.
Excellent.
Congratulations for me. The warehouse, which you can see behind me, is finally empty of all kits. I got the last one in the mail today. So
all right.
As soon as the next shipment of promos comes in, we will begin with the new... Well, there's three kits that someone managed to order. while I was fiddling with the promenade and accidentally, I don't know how it happened. I needed to create an order for a promo that somebody won, so I added one promo to the promenade, and apparently that set everything such that you could order kits. So three people snuck in under the radar and ordered just as many kits as they can, as fast as they could. They've been back ordered since then because we don't actually have anything here. I'm going to fill those orders, and then we will put the new kits up into the promenade, and there should be an article to go with that soon, maybe midway through the month, so we'll be on the lookout for that.
Now, last week we tried and failed at this, but you had zoomed a little to your right and showed us some... Some raffle kits. Have those gone out yet?
Yes, those are gone.
All the raffle prizes are out, so yay.
So, yes and no. If you followed instructions and your address was in the system, you have been sent your raffle prize. There are a reasonable number of unclaimed raffle prizes because there is no address for you in the system.
Dibs!
So, if... Yeah.
Claim.
Dibs is definitely what's going to be happening. In fact, I think one of them is... One of them is the Kamala foil that you've been chasing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a message to these folks.
That's right. He's right. Alpha cards. They're the ones who won that, and I was very angry.
So I've got 12. I've got 12 or so that are missing address.
How about I just send them $10?
I'm going to send them PMs. If you are Barkley 02, Damulok, Enoberin, Fat Cat 336, Halkandro, Zephram, the Adept 74, Vinderon, Scarlet's Maya. If you're one of those folks, that means your address is not in the system, and you need to go to the promenade, click on your orders, and edit your address. If you do, it'll get kicked back to me, and then you get your prize. If you don't, it's likely that your prize is going to be in the next raffle to be given away to someone else.
Now, you talked about this a little bit during this year's raffle, but somebody in the chat room just asked, how do you get raffle tickets? And then I was going to answer, but it's changed, so now is it just going to be all automatic for playing in tournaments?
The plan is that it's going to be all automatic. It looks like everything's in place so that if you go and play in a tournament, you will have a chance of gaining an e raffle prize, an e ticket, an, a lowercase e, not a capital E. there's the last thing we had was if you go to a standard kind of six guy tournament, there are three tickets assigned to that tournament. One is going to go to the tournament director, assuming the tournament director doesn't play. Two is going to go to the winner of the tournament. And three is going to go to a random participant. If the tournament director plays, then I believe you just get two random participants. So three people will get a prize, a ticket. There's also going to be tickets, as there were before. I think if you donate during donation drive, you get tickets. Or if you're a member of the community because you paid for your thingy, what do you call it, with the black border around your stuff?
Yeah, the premium membership.
Check. If you're a premium member, you get tickets. And there are other ways we can give away tickets as well. If the size of your tournament goes up, then you get more tickets assigned to the tournament. And eventually, everyone will rack up all these tickets, and we will not be doing a random prizes to random tickets. It's going to be teacup auction style, so that if you have tickets, you can go to the promenade, you can see what the different bins are, you can put your tickets in the bins you want, you can see generally how many other tickets are in the bins already, and if all works out and this becomes as easy as it sounds, it could be a quarterly raffle, and we'll do it a little bit more often. If it turns out to be more work, we might go back to once or twice a year. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the first one goes, but we're scheduled for March-ish.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Someone asked a question in the chat room about the Tribbles kits and whether or not the Tribbles were on the new paper. No, Actually, the tribbles are on the old paper. We still have a little bit of stock of that left, and we've decided to just print tribbles on it because, you know, why not? So they might be going back up in the promenade. I've got a few sheets left. What I'm going to do is print what I've got, and if they work out, I'll just put a bunch of tribble kits back up, and it'll be first come, first serve.
Excellent.
All right. Well, do we have any other pressing information? Unfortunately, we didn't get anything back from any of our queries, so I got nothing.
Yeah. Joel just asked if we had any thoughts on future kits. Really, aside from, or any intelligence either, there isn't really any to be had because of basically the article that Charlie just posted, right? Because kits were unavailable for almost, you know, 2/3 of that last 6-month period. So nobody could get those last two sets. So that's just going to keep going for another 6 months so that people can have a chance to actually get those cards.
Yeah, keep talking.
In which case, there is not really a reason to have the next set ready to go yet, since there was the warehouse committee et al., Dan and company, were basically trying to figure out if and when there would be kits again at all, so there was not really a lot of work put into what the new ones would be. However, new non-foil prizes.
Yeah, we got these cool buttons that Charlie showed off. Check it out.
Artifact. Now can you hold that up next to the other one? Is that bigger?
Yeah. And this is great for the audio listeners. these are new buttons. They're this is an AU 2E AU icon, and this is a 1E Q icon.
Actually, that is a 2E passed icon.
2E passed icon.
It would be a 1E right. AU icon.
This is a 2E AU icon and a 1E Q icon.
You said the same.
This is a 2E passed icon and a 1E Q icon. the Q icon, the 1E icon is square. It's about maybe one and a half times as big. And the eight past icon is the same size as the skill buttons we had before. So the new kits will have these distributed in amongst all the skill buttons that we have. Skill buttons aren't going away. We'll be continuing to include all the old ones that we'll be redoing, going through all the 2E skills. And there are a number of 1E skills that we just haven't gotten yet because there are a lot. But they'll be rolled in as well. So we got past and future, and we got the Q and the mirror quadrant, and
yay mirror. Yeah.
So that's kind of awesome. I like that. But the new kits, when they do come up, it will probably start. See, the problem is the cards are going to come in. We have to do another production afternoon of putting things together, and then they'll go up in the promenade. So I would not be surprised if they didn't go up until January 1st. But an announcement will probably go up before that, detailing what's going to be in each kit and how much, as Charlie mentioned in the article, our production costs have gone up because they have. So the kits will probably go up a bit as well. But
yay,
we'll be getting kits again, so hooray.
Awesome. Now, we don't have a tournament. Basically, we'll have the online tournament for a while until our big Phoenix tournament at the end of the year. Are we going to
have...
That's right. I'm sure we'll have some tribbles in there somewhere.
Yeah, we usually do tribbles on Friday nights when no one's around. But our next local tournament will be, I think it's the 30th of December, so it's a ways off.
So some planning to do. And yet, with the holidays intervening, I can't help but think that we should probably be working on decks already.
Well, here's the question. We've got our big three tournament. We've got 1E2E tribbles on the 30th. And then 2 weeks later, we've got nationals out here.
2 weeks later, yeah.
So the question is, are you going to be using this as a pretest, or are you just going to be throwing something together to play?
Well, actually, come to think of it, our 1E event on the Phoenix tournament is sealed or draft, right?
That's right. That was the plan.
So we won't even have that as a test. Which is okay, because for a national level event, you should probably take that much time to build the damn thing.
All right. Well, I will definitely be probably maybe using the Phoenix Tournament as at least as a test for my 2E deck, because
Oh, sure.
it's been a long time since I've put one together that wasn't trying to chase some, I almost said stupid, some odd, achievement or nonsense.
Yep. Yeah, it's been basically since regionals that I have not finished, that I have finished better than even, so might be time to knuckle down and try to play a deck a couple of times to actually make it work before bringing it to a tournament.
Right on. Well, I think that's more than enough nonsense we've talked about. There's another question that I see in the chat room about having us interview another set designer after the set comes out. I think that's a fantastic idea since we've got this Google Hangout thing working now. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah,
All we
excellent.
need is some volunteers.
Well, we need a new set to come out, and then we'll just grab the designers.
All right. Very
All
good.
right, well, I think that's, as you say, more than enough intelligence for our inaugural video episode, and it appears to be working since we're getting feedback directly via the chat room, some of which I'm completely ignoring. I will give a shout out to everybody who was in the chat room. Because you were here and got to ask questions. Joel Bray, OK Coyote, Trek Nova, Foreman, Killer Bee, and Gooey Chewy. Some of which may be watching and some of which may not. You may just happen to be in the chat room and have no idea that we're doing this, in which case, I'm sorry that we're confusing you. And I'll give a shout out to Warp 11 because they're awesome. Even though we didn't actually play their song this episode because we couldn't figure out how to work it in the video, we'll work on that for next time. I am
Yeah,
Sir
yeah.
Rogue.
I'm Sir Dan, and I've got computer skills, so I will figure this out.
Yes, and I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I'll draw it in. All right. Don't forget to stop recording.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be really long.